5 things entrepreneurs should stop doing. Okay, so that's going to be our conversation for today. But before we get there, let me say, hey, boss, hey. It's your girl, LaShonda Henry here, aka Sister Sense. Always excited to share things you can do when it comes to your money, your marketing, and your sales goals too, with strategy and intention. I always want to help show you how to kiss, keep it seriously simple, especially when it comes to your next best small business step and content marketing, making content marketing easy. So, all right, today, let's have this conversation, okay, about things that practically every entrepreneur should stop doing. Now, I know none of us are perfect, myself included, right? However, I think that as entrepreneurs, we sometimes do things to ourselves that make things harder than they need to be, especially when it comes to moving forward versus holding ourselves back. As a matter of fact, one of my biggest blocks over the years has honestly been me. Based on my own challenges and what I've seen from actually working with clients over the years, here are a few things that we as entrepreneurs should stop doing to improve our businesses, our lives, and our overall well-beings. Okay, number one, stop being your own worst boss. I mean, seriously, if you feel like you are being overworked and underpaid, okay, I need you to look around and ask yourself, who's the boss? Are you running your business or is your business running you? How much time do you take for yourself to enjoy life and focus on other things besides your to-do list? When I think about it, for so many years, I would just eat, sleep, and drink only things related to my business. That was my only focus. Nothing else mattered to me. And then, when I think about it, there's all the time spent talking to yourself, right? When you're in a team of one, talking to yourself is what we call being in a business meeting. But how many of these meetings are completely toxic for you? How do you speak to yourself? Do you struggle with negative self-talk, right? When was the last time you gave yourself a raise or a much-needed guilt-free vacation? It's important to take care of the business, but are you taking care of yourself too? Because guess what? Always remember that there is no business without you. Stop being your own worst boss. Next, number two, stop starting over, okay? It takes 10 years to be an overnight success, and startups don't pay up right away, something that I like to say. Sometimes we even still throw in the towel too soon. Sometimes we give up before we ever really get started. Sometimes we expect too much too fast and don't take enough time to build the business or master our crafts. One of my favorite Sister Sense sayings is to build on what you've already built. Don't get me wrong, there are times when, as a business owner, you need to make the hard decision of closing up shop or going in a different direction. However, with serial entrepreneurs, most times this is not the case. Most times, the real issue is not knowing or wanting to work on the hard parts of business growth. Instead, choosing to run to the next shiny object or feel-good project when things get rough, always in search of fast results, overtaking the time to build a strong foundation. Is this you? If so, what I want you to do is to stop starting over. Number three. Okay, so number three for me is to stop comparing yourself to others. It literally, it feels like there are three people in the conversation, right? You, your worst part of you, and then the person or group of people you're comparing yourself to, right? Everybody's looking at you going, something's wrong, something needs to be changed. Oh my gosh, why do you even bother? Ugh. But guess what? Comparison is the thief of joy. And also, guess what? You should never compare your beginning to someone else's middle. You are your only true competition. Listen, we waste so much time talking ourselves out of greatness, only seeing the greatness in others while failing to see greatness in ourselves. The truth is, all that wasted time could be better spent on self-improvement. It's time. It's time for you to define success on your terms and get laser focused on hitting your personal goals. Instead of always looking at them, focus on becoming the best version of you. Number four, stop seeking validation from others. Stop seeking validation from others. This is number four. Never let someone who has not done what you've set out to do have the power to discourage you. I didn't say that right, so I have to say it again. Never let someone who has not done what you've set out to do have the power to discourage you. In our need for acceptance and approval as entrepreneurs, we sometimes put the fate of our life's work in the hands of the wrong people, unqualified people. The truth is, not all people have your best interest at heart, and most of the people we look to for validation aren't qualified to direct themselves, let alone you. Okay, so here's the deal. As a spiritual entrepreneur, I believe your validation came from the fact that God gave those gifts and that vision to you. As for those who can't see the path ahead of you, they weren't meant to. Why? Because God didn't give the vision to them. Again, He gave it to you, which means that you need to start having more faith in your decisions. You need to understand, appreciate, and respect your ability to know what's best for you and the direction of your business too. Number five, stop taking so long. A fear of failure and need for perfection often leads to constant procrastination. Some things need time to create, but not everything, okay? If most of your projects take months or even years to get off the ground, you are taking too long to put yourself out there. I need you to hear that a big part of entrepreneurship is resilience and speed. Learning how to quickly make decisions, move forward, and accept the outcomes no matter what. Like it or not, a lot of times it's about failing forward fast, knowing that many things won't work and quite a few things will go wrong, but there is beauty in all of it. With every loss and win, we learn when it's time to pivot or power through. If you find that you overcomplicate or over-deliberate everything, focus on KISS, keeping it seriously simple for you. Start to simplify each process so you can amplify your success. In place of seeking perfection, focus on smaller, simpler, action-oriented projects that make things easier for you. Stop making things harder than they need to be. Moving forward, choose progress over perfection. And the list goes on. There are actually quite a few more things that I want to say and add to this list today. Okay, so I'm just going to rattle off a few extra things that I want you to think about when it comes to things that every entrepreneur should stop. Now, first of all, STOP is one of my favorite acronyms, S-T-O-P. Stop, think, observe, proceed, right? Stop begging for business. Get better at marketing and sales, or seek professionals who can help you learn or handle sales for you. Stop walking over dollars to pick up pennies, right? Invest more time in things that will generate both real and substantial revenue for you. Stop overlooking the importance of taking the time to build and nurture your email list, as well as cultivate a community around your business brand. Stop overspending and underperforming. Stop telling people your plans. Move in silence and let your actions speak volumes. Stop giving the right help to the wrong people. Stop being afraid to charge your worth. Stop being afraid to ask for help, to ask for what you want. Closed mouths don't get fed, so learn to get your ask, your ASK in gear if you want to get what you want. That right there. Stop assuming everything is about you or a rejection of you. If someone says no or doesn't have time for you, it doesn't necessarily mean they saw your request or don't like you. Sometimes rejection is God's protection, and most times no doesn't mean never, just not right now. Stop giving it all away for free. Get out the lead magnet loop and understand sometimes you ain't selling because you ain't selling. Stop thinking social media is the only marketing strategy. Stop trying to do it all on your own and learn to delegate or ask for help. Stop being afraid to start because you don't want to be seen at the beginning. Stop avoiding your growing pains because growing may feel like breaking at first. Okay, so that's it. That's for me today as far as sharing some things that I feel like entrepreneurs, myself included, right? Struggle by struggle, had to learn how to stop doing. I definitely want you to feel free to chime in. What else would you add to this list? What else would you recommend other entrepreneurs should stop doing too? Possibly things that you need to stop doing too, right? Feel free to share those things with me. And of course, I will continue to share other things with you. Till next time, take care. Bye.